Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about it.
Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Welcome along to Help I Sexted My Boss. Helpful advice for the daily struggles of modern life. Well, most of the time. Just so you know, you may find the conversations in this podcast a little bit offensive. If that's you, go and listen to something boring.
Hello and welcome to Help, I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life. We aim to answer your 21st century questions and find solutions to everyday dilemmas, like what would you do if you wet yourself in your one-night stand's bed? That'd be awkward. Or what do you do if you accidentally run over your neighbour's cat? Sue, I ran over your cat, love. Sorry, what would you actually do? And of course, what should you do if you've sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we, William Hanson?
No, we're not. This is Jordan North.
Hiya.
Jordan is from the North, Cal Surprise.
I am from the North. And that is William Hanson, the UK's leading etiquette expert who goes all around the world teaching etiquette. And you might see him on telly sometimes. He's a media whore.
I'm very big in the Asia-Pacific region.
I believe so. Mm. And he's probably the poshest bloke you'll ever meet in your life. And another fact, we're actually really good friends, aren't we?
Yes, we are friends.
Not really good friends.
No, don't trust my words.
Just friends.
Or lack of adjectives. We are friends, and you've come for dinners. You've come for one of my bon vivant buffets with Michaelmas Munchiettes and Christingle Cicchetti.
I didn't come to that.
You did.
Well, what was it called?
A bon vivant buffet with Michaelmas Munchiettes and Christingle Cicchetti.
You mean your canapes?
Yes.
Yeah, well, your bon vivant what?
Bon vivant buffet. Means good living buffet.
You had a bit of cake and sausage rolls on table.
I did not have sausage rolls. I'll
get over yourself.
You know.
You had asparagus, though. That's another story. Anyway, this podcast is all about helping you and looking after you and giving you advice. So if you want help with something, then you can tweet us at SextedMyBoss. You can send your tales and trepidations to help I Sexted My Boss.
You managed to say it.
I said it right. Trepidation. Or you can write to William Hanson, who promises... This is a definite promise from William Hanson. If you write to him, he will reply in his own letter-headed paper. The address is on the website, sextedmyboss.com. You've not given out your personal address, have you?
No.
I was going to say.
Have you?
The amount of people you upset, I won't give out your personal... No, I'm not giving out mine.
I don't upset them at all.
Just write box room at mum and dad's house.
I do not Preston. My parents.
No, that's where I live, don't I?
Oh, I see, yes.
And this episode is all about the etiquette of Twitter.
I've made some very good friends on Twitter. I've had quite positive experiences.
I have a love-hate relationship with Twitter. I love it. I don't really go on Facebook anymore. I love Twitter. And then at times as well, I don't. Like, mainly because I work on the radio.
Do you hate it because you're not verified yet?
Shut up. That is, I'm definitely getting verified in the next couple of weeks. I promise you.
You're going to develop a tick.
I am going to get a tick if it kills me. 3 months I've been trying to get that tick verified. 3 months.
I got verified on the M6 southbound.
Did you?
I did.
How did you find out?
Literally, I was driving. Well, I wasn't driving, actually, and I was on my phone, and suddenly it popped up saying I was verified.
Oh, right. And then you just get a bloody tick straight away.
And then we pulled into Hilton Park and had a celebratory Costa coffee.
Really? Mm. When was this?
Years
ago. Oh, you're so verified, aren't you? And the reason why I don't hate Twitter. There's a number of things, but when you work on the radio, you can tend to get a bit of stick and people will tweet you.
Try writing for the Mail Online?
Touché.
Shall I actually read you some of the abuse I got on Twitter once?
Yeah, do it.
I do actually have an album of screenshots on my
phone. Oh, fantastic, do it.
I think I do.
Someone once said to me, if you can get a job on the radio, then there's hope for us all. One really upset me because I struggle with this and I'm dead paranoid about it on air. Mm. Someone said, how can someone who can't even pronounce his threes and frees get a job at the BBC? Mm. I can now, threes
but you've,
and frees.
You've had work on your diction, though, haven't
I
you?
I had, yeah. Mm. I have worked on my diction. That's right. Yeah, was it you that texted in that threes and frees?
It wasn't, Your Honour.
Was it? But it was you, weren't it? Anyway, go on, read us some of your
threes. So someone tweeted, I was on BBC Breakfast, and this was a few years ago. And someone said, breaking news, camp twat in a tie and cardigan combo thinks thank you letters are better than email. This is a game changer. I can't read that one.
Go on.
I can't read that one either.
Go on, they can cut it if
well,
we
Well, this
can.
Isn't abuse. This was just someone letting their imagination run wild with them.
Okay.
Someone called @ShiftyRaccoon said, something about @William Hansen makes me want to tie him to my bed and make a mess on his chest.
Wow.
To which my response was, would you like to read my response?
Your response was, I'm free Tuesday. Wow, did someone actually, that's weird.
Someone called Cabello said, etiquette expert, repressed megalomaniac sociopath. Tell William to stop talking out of his bum hole and give his mouth a chance.
I quite like that, that's witty.
This is probably actually my favourite one ever. And I apologise for the language. I could have been an etiquette coach if only I was born a total fucking bellend. So that's the sort of relationship I have with Twitter.
On that note, I think we should have a drink.
Yes, let's have a gin and a bon air.
We had one of these in the last podcast, didn't we?
We have one of these every podcast, Jordan.
A gin and a bon air, and you've actually won me over. So it's gin. And it's
Dubonnet.
A liqueur called Dubonnet.
Well, it's a fortified wine. It's not a liqueur.
Oh, is it not? Oh, something, as me told. It's spelled Dubonnet. And apparently, the Queen Mother, the late Queen Mother, God bless her soul. Did I say breast her soul then?
You
I
might
think
have
I did,
done.
Didn't I? God bless.
You inadvertently touched the Queen Mother's breast.
God bless her soul. Mm. This used to be her favourite tipple.
Yes.
Last time I had this.
Oh, pour yourself first. That's fine in a podcast about manners.
Sorry. Yeah, that is true. I was.
Thanks very much.
I know where are my manners.
Good Lord.
Did you put some gin in?
Yes.
All right, did you? There we go.
I see the budget hasn't gone up still. We've still got mugs. Oh,
yeah, we've still not got glasses. Cheers.
Yes, don't clink.
Don't clink.
Don't clink.
Don't clink. We don't clink. So there you go. You've already learned something on Help I Sexted My Boss. Next time you're toasting, don't cheers.
Don't clink glasses. Not in this country.
Who should we toast to today?
Well, why don't, she's getting married and it's sort of made the headlines recently, why don't we toast Princess Eugenie of York?
Princess Eugenie of York?
Princess Eugenie.
I was born in York.
Were you?
Mm, yeah, there used to be an army barracks there.
Gosh.
Yeah. Lovely town.
Mm.
I went to that that posh tea house there, what's it called?
Betty's.
Betty's, that's the one, yeah. Mm. £20 for a brew and a couple of butties. Right, rip off. Might have to cut that out, actually. It could see us. It were lovely other than that, though. let me have another sip of me Dubonnet. I love that word now, Dubonnet.
Dubonnet, I know. Dubonnet. You're basically bilingual.
toilets out there are bisexual.
Lavatories. No, they're unisex.
That's the one, unisex. I went in before and there were a girl in having a poo. Did you see recently what happened with Biggins?
Christopher Biggins. Pantomime aficionado.
Dame Biggins retweeted a picture of a cock.
Oh, and you tweeted him?
No, it was just all over Twitter. What would you do in that situation? What's the protocol there?
Well, I'd untweet it. So that would be my first step.
He did that.
with Christopher Biggins, you can get away with anything, really. I would probably not say anything about it and hope no one would notice.
Would you not mention it?
I would maintain a dignified silence.
Okay, dignified silence. Or could you do the, sorry, I was hacked?
Oh, no, I think we can all see past that. It's asking for a friend, isn't it?
Do you think Biggins is looking at penises on Twitter and accidentally retweeted it?
I think anything I might say could be held against me in a court of law. Okay. So I'm not going to reply to that.
All right, okay. What shouldn't you tweet?
Oh, praise or abuse. I mean, for a start, if I retweeted every piece of abuse I got, Twitter would crash. But if I similarly retweeted praise,
yeah,
I don't like that.
Okay.
Because it's going, look at me, I've got praise. And if you do abuse, it's look at me, I'm getting abuse. And I think a lot of people think there is status in getting abuse. Oh gosh, he is important enough to get abuse.
It encourages it if you, I mean, if you want abuse, fair enough.
Well, I normally just favourite them. Or yeah. Like them, whatever you do
okay,
now.
Okay, yeah. Little love heart. If somebody messages you or tweets you asking you to follow them, should you follow them back or is it rude not to?
It depends who they are.
Well, I
mean, you need to stop doing it.
What?
I'm not going to follow you.
No,
I told you this.
I mean, like, people that are like, hey, can you follow me?
No.
No?
I would always reply to them and say, I very much enjoyed your timeline.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Okay, right. But you wouldn't exactly follow.
I've got people that I see fairly regularly that are sort of colleagues and borderline friends that don't follow me on Twitter. It doesn't ruin my life.
Should we get some questions from you guys that have sent us in emails and tweets and
yes,
letters?
Yes, thank you for your questions.
I will just remind you again, if you want to tweet us on any subject, you've got a question for William on anything etiquette, modern day or something from the past, I don't know, tweet us at SextedMyBoss or you can email us help@sextedmyboss.com. Sexted is S-E-X-T-E-D. That's quite patronising, isn't it?
A little bit, but I think it's very helpful for those listeners in another country who don't speak English as their native language.
There you go. There you go. First question for us today on Twitter, on Sexted My Boss, is
Twitter etiquette, Twitterket, if you like.
I like, do you know what? You're not just a pretty face, are you? Twitterket.
It's a chapter in my book that came out 4.5 years ago.
All right, OK.
My story has got a happy ending, but I know that some people might frown at how I got there. It starts with me browsing Twitter a few years ago. I've been doing the same thing for all these years, scrolling through, liking here, RTing there, retweeting.
Okay.
But on this day, I got more than that. One tweet that popped onto my feed was a girl. A girl that, from the looks of her picture, I quite fancied.
Okay.
I saw that she had a few mutual followers to me, a couple of people that I knew personally. I went for it, the follow. Minutes that felt like hours go by. I get a follow back. Is there a better feeling in the world? Anyway, now that I have the follow, I'm feeling a bit cocky for some reason. Do I do it? Do I slide into the DMs? Well, yes, I do. We get chatting. And chatting. And more. And to cut a long story short, we're getting married in June. 21st century levels of bizarre, I know. I guess my question to you guys is, when is it okay to slide into the DMs of someone you don't know?
Wow. Congratulations on getting married, first of all.
Yes, congratulations.
Second thing, sliding into DMs sounds a bit seedy.
Mm.
Do you not think? I'm sliding in there.
I always thought DM was Daily Mail.
No, it's direct message.
I slide into the DM on a regular basis.
Oh, here we go, plugging your column again. Is it okay to message someone you don't know to be a bit flirty?
It depends. If it's flirty, it's a bit creepy. I think tone is so hard to judge on written communication, whether it's a text, a WhatsApp, or a Twitter direct message.
So, etiquette expert, William Hanson, you don't agree with that?
I would slide into their DMs, as it were, to perhaps move the conversation elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe on the phone. Or in person, on a date, if you want to date them.
Could you ask someone out on a date on Twitter?
Oh, I think so. I mean, it's not brilliant, is it? It's not meeting them at a nice dinner dance, but it's all right.
Oh, who meets at bloody dinner dances?
Well, my parents.
In the 70s, 80s?
80s.
Was it the 80s?
Was the 80s. Oh, was it? Do you want to know? It was at a certain political party dinner dance, and my father went over to...
Well, it's not the Labour Party, is it? Come on, let's...
My father went over to my mother and said, would you like a dance?
Oh.
And she said, no, thank you, I can't dance. And he said, don't be ridiculous, everybody can dance. Forced her onto the dance floor, and then they had a turn, and then took her back to her seat and said, you're quite right, you can't dance.
Right.
I've been married 31 years.
Oh. Burnley bus station. My mum and dad met through Debbie Dodd, and they're still friends with her now. What?
Chalk and cheese.
Yeah, my dad used to go out with Debbie.
I know
that sounds very Burnley.
But they're still friends, aren't
they? They were only 14. Met at Burnley bus station. There you go.
I don't know it, but I hear lovely things.
Oh, it's rough. The bus station. It's not a nice... Your mum and dad's place sounds better. But you don't think you should message someone on DM?
Well, message them, but then again, to message them with the intention of removing it from... DMs and moving it into sort of the real world. Because let's be honest, Twitter is a bit like a lot of things that you see on social media. It's one-sided. It's a sanitised version of someone's life.
I'm with you. This Debonair goes right to my edge, you know. It really does.
I'm fine with it.
I'm a bit pissed again. I was a bit tipsy when we did the last podcast. It's got a bloody kick to it. Next question.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay. Here's our next question.
By the way, you'll have to excuse my voice. It's very hoarse. I've overdone it. I'm a professional broadcaster,
Tell them what you had to eat yesterday. What did you log in your calorie counter yesterday?
4 pints of Guinness and a pack of Monster Munch. Wee!
Wonder why your throat is a bit sore.
I'm not going to lie. I am professional and I've prepped and I take my job very serious, but I was out on the piss all weekend.
Rest your uvula.
I'm not going to... I beg your pardon?
Rest your uvula.
Isn't that near your G-spot?
No, your uvula. It's the back of your throat.
Oh, right. Okay, fair one.
This one is a tweet. So we've had a tweet about Twitter etiquette. Quick one for the lads. Looking through Twitter, someone's RT'd a post by my best mate's ex, which is rather hilarious. Should I feel guilty about liking it?
No. If it's funny, no.
I think if you like it internally, that's fine.
No.
If you physically like it on Twitter and put that little love heart, I think your allegiance should be to your friend, even if you
got on, yeah. No, I'm with you now, actually. I'm
you're having a change of heart.
Yeah, do you know what? Any social media, if it's going to get in trouble with friends and exes, don't like it, actually. I come straight out the wagon there and said, yeah, like it. It's only a bit about, no, don't
I
like it.
I believe there is a vernacular phrase, bros before hoes.
Oh, my God. How many years have I known you? 7-8 years, and I have never known you to say bros before hoes. Bust me.
What?
Bust. There, like that.
Ooh, we're fisting.
Yeah, we're fisting. Oh, God. Why are we even mates? Seriously. Right, go on, next question.
Yes, next question.
My voice is getting worse. Do you think I sound a bit sexy, a bit husky, like, hey, what you doing tonight? Like Barry White with my husky Rod Stewart voice? Or do you think it just sounds like...
Taking up personal protection.
Or do you just think it sounds awful? What?
Ah, now, here we go. We have... Oh, God, I just read it.
Oh, what's the...
I've just read down on this piece of paper. It's an actual tweet.
Okay.
So it's a screenshot of a tweet that a radio station in the northeast of the country had tweeted. And, wow... So this is not a reply. This is a public on a professional radio station.
Yeah.
A radio station you probably would have heard of. It's certainly a brand.
Oh, yeah.
And the tweet... Well, I'm going to let you read it because I'm not going to bring myself to say that. They have tweeted that publicly, clearly thinking it was a text.
Oh, someone's got...
You read it.
No, you read it, please. This was tweeted from a well-known radio station. William Hanson.
I'm fucked, mate. No more drinks for me. You're right.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm fucked, mate. No more drinks for me. He's very clearly this person, or she, has very clearly...
I'm going to take a guess that that is a man.
Do you think they've... How is that? Do you think they've meant to DM someone, or do you think it's a text that's gone out on Twitter?
No, I think they've meant to DM someone. And they've obviously done it where they have two accounts, maybe multiple accounts on their phone.
Right.
And they've done it from the wrong account. And how would you save yourself if you tweeted... I mean, you work for a radio station, Jordan. You work for a radio station that quite a few people have heard of.
You're the etiquette expert. I mean, this is a radio station that's got quite an older audience as well, quite a high-end audience.
Yes, I don't think that's what you call on-brand.
Right, if I tweeted this, I'm fucked, mate, no more drinks for me, on my radio station's account, I would delete it straight away, and then I would apologise... on Twitter, and then I would contact my boss.
Would you apologise on the public account or on your personal account
no,
and
on
then
the
retweet
one,
it
on the public one? Sorry about that, guys. Oops, something like that. Bit
oops. I think oops makes it sound frivolous.
Do you think?
Mm.
What would you
think?
I
think it needs more than an oops.
Okay, so say...
I am very sorry for my irresponsible actions.
Right, so you would you agree you would tweet an apology?
Yes.
Right, okay. And then what would you do?
And then I would, yes, I wouldn't email your boss. I would email your boss instead of a meeting, or I would phone your boss.
Someone, that's brilliant, someone.
And that went out to nearly 11,000 followers.
Yeah, someone's got sacked there.
So our next question on Twitter etiquette. This isn't me. I repeat, this definitely isn't me.
It's definitely them. Go on.
A mate of mine is boasting about DMing this super hot girl on Twitter.
Oh, here we go again.
Day and night, they'd be talking. I know this as he is constantly telling me about her day and night. He showed me her profile, and this might sound weird, but I'm fairly certain she is a Russian bot / troll. Always tweeting about politics and stuff, but then in the DMs proper saucy stuff. Bizarre. So how do I tell him my fears, or let him keep living this strange Eastern European fantasy? Bit worried.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, these are great, these. Remember, you are more than welcome to tweet into us at any time, at SextedMyBoss on Twitter, or help at SextedMyBoss.com on email, because these are great. This is what we need for the podcast. Where do I start with this, William Hanson? What's your thoughts on it?
Look, if it's making him happy and it's not harming anyone, let him eat cake. But if it got to the point where she, or this bot, was saying, let's meet up, you know, come to Russia, or I will come to London.
Don't send any money.
Don't send money. And that is when I think you need to perhaps...
Yeah.
Say something. Have they had a Skype call with each other or a WhatsApp call? That sort of thing. Has there been any more flowing communication than sort of rather sort of stilted direct messages?
Sound advice. But I'm saying, be careful. Well, it might not be a Russian bot or
hey,
a troll.
Look, it's not something I would do, but if on many levels, but if it makes him happy. And it's not harming anyone.
Yeah.
If they just, it's just messaging, rather silly messages, fine. If it gets beyond that, then I think you step in.
Don't send money over.
Take him out for a coffee, neutral territory, coffee shop type thing, and express your concerns.
I would say, on top of that, carry on chatting, be there for your mate, help him. But why don't they FaceTime each other?
Yes.
Because then he knows she's real.
Exactly.
Yeah, and not some Russian gangster trying to get... money out of him or something.
Exactly.
Yeah. Have we got any more? Any more
We've
for any more?
We've got a final one.
Should we have another gin and debonnet?
Yeah, just a very small one for me,
oh,
please.
Oh, go on then.
And it's debonnet, remember?
Yeah, I know, but I like saying debonnet because it winds you up. Hang on. It bloody really gets me on my way, this.
I don't know what this is. I'm just going to read it.
I love this. We're just sitting here talking etiquette with you, getting pissed. It's good, isn't it?
It's nice.
Cheers.
Your good health. Much has been said about losing grammar and sense via text, but how far can we go on Twitter? Had a full-blown argument with a colleague the other day about whether or not it was acceptable to put a full stop at the end of a tweet. How much do we need to adhere to grammar on Twitter? Well, I think very much so. It's a form of written communication, and especially if your Twitter is public. I think as a potential employer, I would be looking at your Twitter, if I were certainly considering you for quite a serious job, to see what you're, you know, what you are like, sort of behind the smoke screen that is work. Because we all behave, well, not all of us, but some people behave differently at work than they do in their social lives.
Yeah. I mean, right, for me, people tend to speak a lot better on Twitter and text because people used to say, like, see you to Moz and stuff like that, you know, like the grammar and the text talk. But they only did that because, you know, remember text messages used to be 10p a page? So you used to shorten it down on purpose, didn't you? Mm. You look like I've lost you. You know, when you first started texting on your Nokia 3610 or what have you, you used to, like, shorten
it. What age did you get a mobile phone?
I lost it. My mum went mad. I was about 11, 12.
11?
Yeah.
Lordy.
Year 7, year 8. Yeah. Mm. Anyway, I lost it. I used to play Snake Cop 2 on it all the time. But now, people tend, do you not think, to write better on social media and
text?
We've,
yes, because it's been around for a longer time, I think people are better at it, and also the written word on a screen, whether it's email, text, WhatsApp, Twitter, is basically how a lot of people communicate.
Yeah.
I think people's grammar is better, but it's still pretty poor.
Is it?
Mm.
I'm a man who likes a comma. I'm not going to lie to you.
Do you like a colon?
Yeah, I don't mind a colon. Yeah.
Semicolon?
I don't mind a semi, no.
I knew you were going to say that. You're so predictable.
Says you.
Not predictable.
I don't mind it. Last night,
I used a paper napkin.
Really?
Get that for unpredictable.
What the fuck? Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
At home.
You used a paper napkin at home?
Mainly because I'm moving house and all the proper napkins are packed in a box of their own.
This is a big deal for you.
Generally, I handed over a box to the removal company that was labelled linens, decanters, and frappe mint julep cups.
What the friggin' hell's a frappe mint julep cup?
Well, it's a type of cocktail, and the frappe mint julep cup are sort of made from copper.
Do you wee sitting down?
Sorry?
Do you pee sitting down?
Oh, don't please. That's my least favourite word.
Pee?
Mm.
Is it? Do you not like that?
No.
Sorry, do you urinate sitting down? Do you?
I will paraphrase what I said to a journalist only a few days ago.
Go on.
I don't do bodily functions.
Right, okay, fair enough. I've got a mate, by the way,
mm,
who wee's sitting down.
Right.
He's a brickie, but he admits that he wee's sitting down.
And what's wrong with that?
Because
it's a free country.
His mum's, like, super strict, and, like, they've got a well nice house. She's really tidy, as in their house, not her. I mean, she's nice looking, don't matter. And then he's not allowed to. He always wee's on bathroom floor, so he's just been brought up to have sit down wheeze, and he still does it now.
It's fair enough.
I feel like I've learnt loads.
Well, it's been, which is the most important thing.
It's been. How would you summarise today's Help I Sexted My Boss podcast?
Think before you tweet.
Think before you tweet.
Think.
Think. Did I say it wrong?
You did.
I fucking knew I'd do.
Well, you've had work on your diction.
No, I've had a bloody drink. That's my problem. Think before you tweet.
Think before you tweet.
Think
if in doubt,
you tweet.
Don't.
I think that's really good advice. If you want help with something, then you can tweet us at SextedMyBoss, or you can get in touch via email help@sextedmyboss.com.
And if you liked our verbiage that you have just heard, then tell your friends and give us a rating.
Verbiage.
Means rubbish.
Is it?
Mm.
Right, that's what we've learnt today. See you again next time.
Goodbye.
Next time on Help, I Sexted My Boss.
You are so disgusting.
I know I can get a bit carried away.
No, I've stepped out of the role play now. You are so disgusting.
Was it the nipple clamps?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.